This is Dr. Pataria dictating the consult on Susan Counts, last name C for Charlie, O, U, N for Nancy, T for Tom, S for Sam. First name Susan, S for Sam, U, S for Sam, A for Apple, N for Nancy. Today's date is November 10, 2022, period Niperacral. She's a 76-year-old female patient who comes with a history of mid and lower retrosternal chest pressure plus symptom of dizziness on a certain level of exertion period. She claims that she can walk now about 1 to 2 blocks and climb 1 to 2 flights of stairs, and then she would become short of breath, period. From her description, it appears that her functional capacity has decreased about 75% in last 1 year, period. New paragraph. She says when she tries to do house activity somewhat in a hurry, she would get mid and lower sternal chest pressure, which is significant, and without any radiation, period. She would stop and her symptom would subside in about 30 to 60 second, period. She described her symptom like a chest pressure in mid and lower retrosternal area, which sometimes is significant, period. There are no accompanying features and no radiation, but she does feel warm when the symptom happens and when it is significant, period. Also, significant symptoms are accompanied by dizziness, period. The dizziness sometimes happens separately and sometimes with the symptom of chest pressure, period. No radiation, period, and no accompanying features, period. Recently, she's also noticing symptom occasionally happening at night when she would wake up, and she says she thinks it could be heartburn, so she takes 1 or 2 Pepsi, P for Paul, E for Europe, P for Paul, C for Charlie, I for India, D for David, Pepsi, which does help her, and then she will be able to go to bed, period. On an average, symptom started happening at an episode about 1 or 2 per week, but recently they have somewhat increased in frequency. And also, she feels that duration has increased somewhat, period. She has a history of vertigo, which happens with the movement of the head on the left side, but not on the right side. And this is classic vertigo, period. She says her dizziness is different as compared to vertigo. And that has also increased in last 2 to 4 weeks, period. No history of syncope, period, no history of palpitation, coma, cough with expectoration or edema of feet, period, no history of bleeding tendency or a GI problem, G capital, period, I capital, period, problem, period, new paragraph. Personal history, she's housewife, her height is 5 feet 9 inch and her weight is 190 pound, period. New paragraph. The allergy, she claims to be allergic to erythromycin and tetracyclines, period. New paragraph. Past history. History of hypertension for many years, and generally the blood pressure is under control, period. History of hypercholesterolemia diagnosed 30 years ago, period. The patient had 2 previous TIA, T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple, period. Subsequently, she was started on Plavix, P for Peter, L, A, V for Victor, I for India, X for X-rays, period. The patient, one episode of TIA was in 2008 and another episode 2009, period. History of hypercholesterolemia for 30 years and she's on treatment, period. No history of diabetes, coma, cerebrovascular accident, or myocardial infarction, period. No history of rheumatic fever, coma, scarlet fever, coma, tuberculosis, coma, kidney or liver problem, period. New paragraph. Allergy, she claims to be allergic to erythromycin and tetracyclines, period. New paragraph. Social history, she does not smoke, period. She does not take excessive amount of coffee or alcohol, period. New paragraph. Family history, father died at the age of 68 due to cancer, period. Mother died at the age of 78 years due to some digestive system problem, period. One brother who is 85-year-old has heart problem, period. One sister who is 82-year-old and had a previous coronary stent, period. New paragraph. On exam, patient is alert, conscious, and cooperative, period. Pupil equal and react to the light, period. There is no pallor, cyanosis, or clubbing, period. No JVP edema, calf tenderness, Oman sign, lymphadenopathy, or thyroid enlargement, period, period. The peripheral pulses are well felt and equal, except right pedal pulse is 2/4, left dorsal speed is 1/4, and left posterior tibial 2/4, period. No carotid bruit, period. No obvious skin problem detected, period. New paragraph. The blood pressure in both superior extremity, 150 over 86 millimeters of mercury, period. Patient says generally the blood pressure is good at home, and today's high blood pressure could be related to anxiety, period. New paragraph. The cardiovascular system exam, PMI, in the left fifth intercostal space within midclavicular line, normal in character, period. S1 and S2 are normal, period. There is 1 plus S4, period. No S3 or any significant heart murmur noted, period. New paragraph. The respiratory system exam, air entries equal on both sides, period. There are no RALs or ronchi, period. New paragraph. Elementary system exam, there is no organomegaly, period. There is no guarding or rigidity, period. New paragraph. CNS, no gross focal neurological deficit noted, period. New paragraph. The other system grossly within normal limit, period. New paragraph. The EKG shows T wave inversion in 1 AVL, V2 to V5, which suggests extensive anterior wall ischemia, period. The similar changes were done in the EKG taken on October 27, 2022 in the emergency room, except at that time T-wave changes were not as prominent as the today's EKG period. New paragraph. On October 27, 2022, 22 patients had a CT angiogram of the chest with contrast, and it did not show any significant abnormality, period. Did not show any pulmonary embolism, period. On re-review, the radiologist did report some calcification of the left anterior descending artery and one other artery, period. New paragraph. The patient is a risk factor of hypertension, coma, hypercholesterolemia. The previous history of TIA plus age of 76 years and family history of brother and sister having heart problem, including the 83-year-old sister had a coronary stent, period. New paragraph. So, in view of above risk factor plus patient having increasing shortness of breath and functional capacity, which has decreased by almost 80% in last 1 year, plus symptom of mid and lower retrosternal chest pressure on exertion with some dizziness suggests that the patient is becoming unstable in last 4 to 6 weeks, period. And patient CT of the chest showed coronary calcification, so it was felt that a cardiac cath should be done to evaluate severity of coronary artery disease, which will be communicated to invasive cardiologists, and then a patient could be evaluated by doing cardiac cath to show the severity of coronary artery disease, period. This was explained to the patient and her husband, and they were also explained the pros and cons of cardiac cath, including potential risk, coma complication, and benefit of the cardiac cath in the presence of her husband, which she understood well and did not add any questions, period. So plan is to contact the invasive cardiologist, and in the meantime, depending on patient clinical course, further management will be planned, period. Patient was also given nitroglycerin 0.4 milligrams sublingually for a significant chest pressure, and she could take every 2 to 3 minutes apart maximum 3 nitroglycerin, period. She was also advised to take 4 chewable baby aspirin 81 milligram in case she has a significant chest pressure. Chewable, CHEUWAB for boy, LE, period. Patient understood various suggestions well, and she had no further questions, period. New paragraph. The initial impression, number one, unstable angina, next line number two, coronary artery disease, next line number three, hypertension not controlled, period, next line number four, hypercholesterolemia for 30 years, next line number five, history of TIA, T for Tom, I for India, A for Apple. In 2008 and 2009, new paragraph. Please note that patient has also complained of dizziness, which generally comes with the bending forward or getting up from the chair or a bed, and would last for a few seconds and subside period. She has noticed that sometimes this dizziness will happen with the symptom of mid and lower retrosternal chest pressure period. New paragraph. Face to face, more than 70 minutes were spent in consultation, comma, discussion of her symptom and likely findings, plus plan for a cardiac cath in view of her unstable symptom with the multiple risk factor in the presence of her husband, period. She understood well and she had no further questions, period. The consult over. Thank you. This is Dr. Pataria.